This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
This week, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed new legislation protecting against hair-based discrimination. It's called the Crown Act, which stands for Create a Respectful and Open Workplace for Natural Hair. Democratic State Senator Mike Simmons represents parts of Chicago's North Side and Evanston. He's one of the co-sponsors of the Crown Act, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Welcome, Senator Simmons.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
So what prompted the need, do you see, for the Crown Act?
You know, it's just an issue that we all are familiar with, where Black people, particularly Black school children, teenagers, and also Black people in workplaces are targeted, excluded, pushed out, kept from playing on sports teams, denied promotions because of their hair, which is entirely outrageous in 2022. So last year I passed the Jet Hawkins Act, which bans this practice in all K through 12 schools in Illinois. And I was happy that the governor signed the Crown Act, which is a follow-up to my legislation, which would ban this practice in all workplaces.
So how will the new law protect people and their hairstyles? And I guess in what settings? You're mentioning the school setting. Are any additional places?
Yeah, so my bill, the Jet Hawkins Act, is solely applicable to schools. And that was a big fight. I wear my hair even as a state senator on the north side of Chicago and Evanston and freeform dreadlocks, which is probably unprecedented. I want K through 12 students to have that same privilege. And so that is now the law of the land in Illinois. The Crown Act does exactly what my bill does, but applies also to places of employment, places of public accommodation, housing, and all these other spaces where people are going to be and you know, should not have their hair become a subject of discrimination.
And you mentioned how you're wearing your hair now. Have you experienced hair discrimination in your past?
Yeah, I mean, I have definitely experienced it in my own life, especially, you know, earlier in my life, I did not wear dreadlocks. I had my hair short form. I had my hair medium form when I was a teenager and in high school. And, you know, it was just always this kind of casual comments that would come from mostly adults, administrators, and other people that I always felt was inappropriate and kind of crossed the line and just sort of violated the boundary. So I, you know, I'm a state senator now, and people don't really make an issue of my hair now. My constituents certainly, you know, have been completely welcoming and opening. They don't even mention my hair except to compliment it. And so I want everybody else to have that same experience, right? You shouldn't have to be a state senator and have this level of privilege so that you can wear your hair in a way that honors your ancestry and is just consistent with your DNA. And I want everybody to have that experience.
And in terms of penalties for an employer, for example, if that employer violates the Crown Act, what would potentially happen or be a consequence?
Well, you know, with my legislation, the Jet Hawkins Act, which applies to schools, the State Board of Education does a compliance probe now of all schools where they basically filter through the handbook to make sure that there's no language there targeting Black hair. And if there is, the school would be issued a warning. And if they don't correct it, they could potentially be derecognized by the state of Illinois. With the case of the Crown Act and place of employment, any place of employment or housing provider or landlord or public accommodation that discriminates against Black hair would be in violation of the Human Rights Act. And so there are all kinds of penalties that would then ensue in that case.
Democratic State Senator Mike Simmons was a co-sponsor of the Crown Act. It goes into effect in Illinois in 2023. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
This is WBEZ.